Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Islam is the way of life. Is the way of life. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani Channel to another episode within our series, Islamic Etiquettes. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, within this program, we learn and we are educated regarding the Islamic manners and etiquettes on how to live our day-to-day life. Actions that we do on a day-to-day basis, inshallah. Actions which are done naturally. What is the Islamic method, the Islamic teaching about this? And the purpose of this is that we all act upon this, inshallah. And when we act upon this, it will be implemented and firmly embedded within our minds as well. And inshallah, we will practice this, we will teach this to our children, and we will have a beautiful Islamic environment within our home, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. But let us first commence the episode and bless the episode by mentioning an excellence of reciting Durood-e-Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man salla alayya fi yawmin 50 مرة صافحته يوم القيامة." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whosoever recites salat upon me 50 times in a day, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great glad tidings for the one who acts upon this hadith sharif to recite Durood-e-Pak 50 times, 50, every single day. The blessing is that he will be able, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is saying, "I will shake hands with that individual on the day of judgment." What a beautiful glad tidings. So let us, dear viewers, make ourselves worthy and privileged to shake the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. Only 50 times. Which will approximately take only 1 to 2 minutes, inshallah. I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us all the privilege and honor to recite Durood Sharif with love and devotion, sincerely, with full focus and attention in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are some actions that we do in our day-to-day life, which are done naturally. And there are things which come naturally as well. And our beautiful religion of Al-Islam teaches us and guides us on the Islamic way to do these things. And in today's topic, inshallah, we will mention the etiquettes of yawning and sneezing. What is the Islamic teaching regarding sneezing and yawning? What to do at the time of sneezing? How to attain benefit from one sneeze, the Islamic ruling upon sneezing and giving its reply, as well as mentioning yawning in light of Islam, and what is the ruling, what is the Islamic understanding regarding yawning, inshallah, azza wa jal. Let us first mention a few prophetic narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in light to sneezing and yawning. It is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, on the authority of Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Allah azza wa jal loves sneezing but dislikes yawning. So if any one of you sneezes and then says Alhamdulillah, then every Muslim who hears him praising Allah must say Yarhamukallah. However, as regards to yawning, it is from shaitan. So if one of you yawns, he should try his best to stop it. For when any one of you yawns, Shaitan laughs at him. And the scholars mention, in other words, Shaitan, he becomes very happy since yawning is a sign of laziness and negligence. And Shaitan is pleased with such things. And it has been mentioned in Sahih Muslim, when a person says the sound of yawning, Shaitan laughs at him. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have come to learn from this narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that sneezing is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sneezing comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, yawning, this is disliked by Allah. On the opposite side of the scale, Shaitan, he likes yawning. And he likes when people yawn because this is a sign of laziness, this is a sign of heedlessness. And we should not, also we've learnt in another narration of Sahih Muslim which we just heard, we should not make any sounds whilst yawning as well. Because Shaitan laughs at the individual. And this is also disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's mention a few more narrations in regards to sneezing. It's mentioned in another place of Sahih Bukhari, on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when one of you sneezes, he should say, Alhamdulillah. And his brother or companion should say, Yarhamukallah. Then the one who sneezed should say, Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. And a narration cited in Tirmidhi Sharif and Darimi Sharif from Sayyidina Hazrat Abu Ayyub radiallahu anhu. He mentions that when a person sneezes, he should say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Just the translation to what has been mentioned previously. So we have been taught that whenever we sneeze, what should we do? We should say, Alhamdulillah. The sneezer should say, Alhamdulillah. And he should say in a volume which can be easily heard by the people. Not too loud, which is discomforting for some people. But we should say it at a normal volume. And we should say the word Alhamdulillah. Then it is necessary upon the listener to say, Yarhamukallah. May Allah have mercy upon you. Alhamdulillah means all praise is for Allah. And then Yarhamukallah means may Allah have mercy upon you. And then the sneezer, he can also say another dua for the one who replied to his sneeze. And what will the sneezer say? He will say, Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu balakum. He will say, may Allah guide you and may Allah rectify your state. And in another narration which was mentioned by Hazrat Abu Ayyub, instead of saying Alhamdulillah, we can also say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, which means all praises for Allah upon every state. Subhanallah. As well as this, there are other narrations as well, mashallah, in the ahadith collections about replying to the sneeze of an individual, of saying Alhamdulillah as well. There is one beautiful narration mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim on the authority of Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that there were two people who sneezed in the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. At the same time, two people coincidentally sneezed. And this was in front of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, meaning within the presence of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he replied to one of them and he did not reply to the other. The man to whom the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not reply, he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you replied to him, meaning you prayed for mercy upon him, but you did not do so for me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us and taught the companion. He said, Alhamdulillah, after sneezing. He said, Alhamdulillah, whereas you did not say it. So here we learn, dear viewers of Madani Channel, that when we sneeze, the one who is worthy of the dua is the one who sneezes, who hears the sneeze, and also hears the statement Alhamdulillah as well. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability that whenever a sneeze naturally comes upon us, we Upon sneezing, we praise Allah. We say, Alhamdulillah. Why should we say Alhamdulillah? The ulama-i kiram mention a few very beautiful points. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, under those particular narrations which were mentioned about sneezing, they mention in their blessed book, in the commentary of the hadith collection, they mention that by sneezing, when a person sneezes, a person's brain is cleansed. By sneezing, the brain, it becomes lighter and one's health relaxes, which gives a person more strength to do worship. Subhanallah. As well as this, doctors have also mentioned that when a person experiences a flu, a zukam, then many illnesses are removed by the blessings of this flu. So we should also be grateful when we are going through these difficulties of being of a flu, because these are a means of illnesses being removed from us. As well as this, we know that when we experience a flu, we sneeze quite a lot as well. So upon this, there's many, many hidden benefits, hidden wisdoms behind sneezing. Some people, I'm very much aware of, they have this blessing hidden in disguise that they sneeze quite often. Many viewers of Madni channel may also experience this or may know people who experience this. This is all a hidden blessing for us. We should always say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. Now, just to mention a few benefits of sneezing, inshallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madni channel, is mentioned in Mirqatul Mafatih by Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, alayhi rahmah. They mention a narration, and also Imam Ibn Hajar Asqalani, a very famous scholar of hadith, has also cited this particular narration as being sahih. He mentions that the valiant companion, the lion of Allah, Sayyiduna Ali, Karram Allahu Ta'ala, Wajhahul Kareem, said, whoever says, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, upon sneezing, his ears and his jaw will never hurt. Subhanallah. Look at the benefits of sneezing. As well as this, it has been mentioned in Mir'atul Manajih as well, that whoever says Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal after sneezing and passes his tongue over all of his teeth, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, he will be safe from the various dental diseases. So what should we do? Whenever we sneeze naturally, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. And then our tongue, pass it over our teeth. And by the blessing of this, inshallah, one will be safe from various dental diseases. And the ulama-i kiram, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, says that this has been experienced and tested. We have found it to be the case that by sneezing and then saying Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, passing the tongue over all the teeth, this helps us. And we have been protected from many dental diseases. So those who suffer from dental diseases, upon sneezing, try to do this action inshaAllah azza wa jalla, and you will see many benefit. As well as this, dear viewers, the Islamic ruling on sneezing is very important, and we must mention this as well. What has our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and what has Islam taught us about sneezing and the rulings regarding this? So very simply, the one who sneezes, it's been mentioned that he should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he should say Alhamdulillah audibly so that it could be heard and answered. This is one thing. We should try to say this audibly, meaning at such a volume which people can easily hear it. People today shy away from this, or at times within themselves they feel, they don't feel nice, they don't feel it comfortable to say Alhamdulillah. I don't know what's happened with our society today. People sneeze and they don't say Alhamdulillah. It's a very sad reality in our time. We should say Alhamdulillah. Rather, this has been encouraged by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let's make an intention, dear viewers of Madni channel. Upon sneezing, inshallah, we will say Alhamdulillah. As well as this, the reply, Yarhamukallah, this is wajib. And this is wajib upon the first sneeze. So if a person, he sneezes, he says Alhamdulillah. The second person, he heard that sneeze and he heard a person say Alhamdulillah, then it's wajib for the listener to say Yarhamukallah. So this is not a light matter. Today people don't say Yarhamukallah even after the person says Alhamdulillah, even after they hear it. Why? Why don't they do this? They are missing out a wajib. The one who misses out a wajib is sinful. This is a very important matter. And remember, as we have mentioned, it is wajib only once, and only upon the first sneeze it is wajib. After this, if a person sneezes and he keeps on saying Alhamdulillah, he will gain reward inshallah, and it's mustahab for us to reply. And the total number which is mentioned is 3 times, and you can even more do more than this. But 3 times is what has been mentioned in the particular narrations as well. But remember, the reply is wajib on that case, and in this particular scenario, when the person, he says Alhamdulillah. If a person, he sneezed, but he did not say Alhamdulillah, then the reply is not wajib. It's not necessary to reply. But when he says Alhamdulillah, then it's wajib to reply on the first sneeze. Another very important point for the male brothers and for the youngsters as well, that at the time of the khutbah, during the Jummah khutbah and during the Eid, the khutbah, the Arabic sermon on Yawm al-Jumu'ah, on the day of Jumu'ah, on the day of Friday, and on the day of Eid, when the khutbah is being delivered, if somebody sneezes during then, one should not reply to the sneeze during the khutbah. A few other intricate matters, dear viewers of Madni channel. If somebody sneezes within his salah, then the person who sneezes in the namaz, he should remain silent. Before mentioning a few points more about yawning inshallah, just a few etiquettes about sneezing. Because we all know that yawning is disliked and it should be prevented. We should stop this. But sneezing, dear viewers of Madni channel, today we are a bit neglectful in this regard. So how should we, what's the correct Islamic etiquette in regards to sneezing? Because this is the series, Islamic etiquettes. How should our Islamic mannerisms be when we sneeze, inshallah? So let us mention this, inshallah. So dear viewers of Madni channel, the correct way to sneeze, the Islamic etiquettes on how to sneeze, is that when a person sneezes, he should lower his head. He should lower his head. He should cover the mouth. And he should suppress the sound. He should control the sound. He should keep the sound low. When we sneeze, what should we do? 3 steps, keep in mind. Lowering the head, covering the mouth, and suppressing the sound. And he also mentions that to sneeze intentionally aloud. So some people, they sneeze intentionally. They do it intentionally, they do it loudly. And we all know how people do it. Maybe some people are doing this right now as well. People do this generally and they sneeze aloud. This has been regarded as foolishness. This is a light word to use. But as viewers of Madni channel may be able to realize, other words as well. This is foolish to sneeze intentionally aloud. Another point, dear viewers of Madni channel, which it has been mentioned, and it's mentioned in Bahari Shariat as well. So this can be a confirmation from today, inshallah, if you were always in doubt. It mentioned in Bahari Shariat that it has been mentioned in the hadith collections that to sneeze when saying something, this is a testimony of it being true. When somebody is speaking and he sneezes, then this is a testimony that what he is saying is true. This has been mentioned in Bahari Shariat in light of a hadith. Today, many people, another misconception within our time regarding sneezing, is that many people regard it as an ill omen to sneeze. For example, if someone was intending to go and do something, and if he sneezes, then people assume that the particular reason for which he was going out will be unsuccessful. So some people think that if somebody was intending to do an action and he sneezed, some people take this in a bad omen type of way. And then they think that this is, if he goes to do this action, he will be unsuccessful. This is pure and utter ignorance. This is absolutely false and there is no base to this, to any ill omen, and especially to this sneezing one in particular. So we have also learnt here that if somebody is saying something and he sneezes, then what he is saying is true. It's a testimony of being true, as sneezing comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As this was mentioned in light of the prophetic narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madni channel, subhanallah, we have learned quite a lot today about sneezing and the Islamic etiquettes, when how we should, the Islamic mannerisms and etiquettes on how to sneeze, especially on that we should control our sound when we sneeze. We should lower our head, cover ourselves, cover our mouth. And another thing is that we should cover our mouth with a cloth is preferable, but if we don't have a cloth, then at least with one's hand, and then cleanse this as well. Cleanse and wash this afterwards, inshallah. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, just on the point of yawning in itself, it is mentioned in Sahih Muslim on the authority of Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when a person yawns, he should place his hand over his mouth because shaitan enters the mouth. When a person sneezes, when he says something, this is true. The narration has been cited that Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the truth is evident when one sneezes. And it is in the narration of Hakim on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when something is being said and one sneezes in the course of it being mentioned, then that word is true. And it is mentioned in the narration of Abu Nu'aym that when someone sneezes at the time of dua, it is testimony to the truth. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, a few more points in regards to yawning. We heard that when a person yawns, he should cover his mouth with his hand. The ulama mentioned that we should cover our mouth whilst yawning. Now we're talking about yawning. We should cover our mouth with our left hand, with the back of the left hand. Whether it be the hand, the palm section, or the fingers, both can be done. It's the left hand and it's the back of the left hand when we are yawning. The one way to suppress the yawn. And it's also mentioned, we mentioned it previously as well, that when a person yawns loudly, shaitan laughs at him. So we should also think about this and prevent ourselves from doing this. Inshallah, when we act upon these things, dear viewers of Madni Channel, inshallah, they will come to our mind. If you have to watch this program again and again, inshallah, do so and learn and implement these, inshallah. These are practical steps to improving ourselves, to creating an Islamic environment within our home, changing ourselves, inshallah. We all want to change ourselves. Let's start off with these matters, inshallah. As well as this, dear viewers of Madni Channel, covering our mouth with the right hand, and here we will use the front part of the right hand for our mouth. Now, if a person yawns during namaz, what should he do? The ulama mentioned that if a person is in qiyam, if he's in the standing posture in prayer, he's standing up, he's in namaz, and a yawn comes, what should he do? First and foremost, ulama mentioned he should try to control it by one method is by biting on his lower lip. If a person, he bites down on his lower lip, inshallah, this will suppress the yawn. This is when a person is within the prayer in the qiyam posture. And they have also mentioned that a person is permitted to use, in this case, the right hand. Because the right hand is on top whilst in qiyam position, isn't it? So in this case, ulama mentioned you can use the right hand. And one should not use the left hand because there is a chance of his prayer becoming invalid. Why is this? Because there is something called within our religion when it comes to the prayer. There is something where if a person does it and an onlooker, he sees this person and he thinks that this person is not in namaz, then that person who's praying namaz, his namaz is broken. Why? Because he's done such an action where an onlooker, if he is to see it, he will think he is not in namaz. This is called amale kathir. MashaAllah, many dear viewers of Madinah Channel may know this as well, but some, for those who don't know, amale kathir is for a person to do such an action during the namaz, whether it be in qiyam, sujood, ruku, any station of the prayer. If he does such an action which an onlooker, somebody who looks at him or someone who's passing by, he sees him and that onlooker thinks he is not in prayer, okay, then this person, his namaz will become invalid because of amale kathir. These information, this detail is cited in the book of Amir al-Sunnah called Laws of Salah. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, I hope you can see this book title on your screen and try to download this free from Daud Salami's website, www.daudslami.net, and also try to purchase the physical copy. Many of us may have this within our home. Read this, study this, inshallah, study Amal Kathir, and you will be safe and your namaz will also be safe as well. This was when a person yawns in Qiyam. If a person yawns in any other action of the prayer, in ruku, in sujood, then he can use his left hand, as his left hand is free. There are so many other points to mention about namaz, Amal Kathir. I highly request the dear viewers of Madani Channel, please, please take time and study this. Amal Kathir is something which people are making many mistakes today. One of them is the itching, when people are scratching themselves, scratching their beard, scratching their face, wiping, and they're doing this so many times. This entire detail to this, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Please take time out to study your religion, inshallah. Study the Quran, study our religion. Study the rulings about our namaz, so that our namaz can be safe, inshallah. Another point, dear viewers of Madani Channel, about yawning. And this point, inshallah, will help us to suppress the yawn as well. This point is that the Prophets, alayhimus salatu wassalam, they were free from yawning. Why is this? Because, you know, yawning, as mentioned previously, this comes from the shaitan. And the shaitan, he cannot overpower the Prophets of Allah. He does not have that power. He is limited within his power as well. The Prophets of Allah are saved from yawning. So, when a yawn comes, what we should do is think this point, that the Prophets of Allah, they were free from yawning. Yawning is from shaitan. And inshallah, through this thinking, inshallah, we will also, the yawn will subside. Subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, within today's program, we have learned a lot of information about the etiquettes, the Islamic etiquettes of sneezing and yawning. It's a humble request that we watch this program again and again, inshallah, so that we are able to memorize this and then act upon this as well. Whatever we have learned today about the sneezing, about yawning, inshallah, try to act upon this. When it comes to sneezing, to always say Alhamdulillah. For those who have dental issues, dental diseases, dental problems, they should say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal after sneezing, and then wipe their tongue, pass their tongue over their teeth, inshallah, and then by means of this, they will be protected from various dental diseases. This statement has been mentioned by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi testified to this point and said, we acted upon this point, that when we sneeze, we say Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal, we wipe our tongue over our teeth, and we have seen and tested and proven that this is actually the case, that we have been saved from many dental diseases. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah, we learnt a lot of Madani pearls today. Humble request that we try to act upon them, inshallah. I pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His immense mercy upon the entire Muslim ummah, upon every Muslim man and woman. May Allah forgive every Muslim man and woman and child. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with the yearning and passion to seek and acquire Islamic knowledge, to learn and study the seerat and the blessed life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and more importantly, implement these teachings within the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then inshallah we will see that our life, our family members, our whole community, our society, and as a Muslim ummah, we will see a huge revolution and change, inshallah, azza wa jalla. The start and the change comes from within. We need to attach our hearts to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Islamic teachings, to Islamic etiquettes. And subhanallah, we have this beautiful environment of Dawat Islami in front of us, who is guiding us and teaching us in this manner. So keep watching Madani Channel, inshallah, and keep tuned to these new episodes that we are seeing, inshallah. And I pray that Allah gives us the ability to remember and act upon what has been said. Ameen. Bijahin Nabijil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Islam is the way of life. Islam.